But on the line now, it gives me great pleasure to introduce great new Irish talent. I have Sophie Doyle Ryder on the phone. Hello, Sophie. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Okay, listen, I'm going to play your tune, Mood, later on. Tell me, what age, how old are you now, first of all?
I'm 17.
See, I could feel comfortable asking you that because I knew you were very young. Okay, what age did you decide that you wanted to be a singer-songwriter?
I started loving it when I was about 10, but I only started taking it seriously recently, about a year ago.
Okay, so how did you go about saying, oh, okay, I'm going to be a professional singer?
I actually got contacted by... I've always wanted to do it, and I just never knew how, the way to go about it. So I got contacted on Instagram by DM Unsigned over in London. And it was actually this day last year I went over and had a meeting with them. And then I kind of knew, like, how to do it, and I kind of trusted them that they could, like, start me off, and if it all went upside down, that at least I'd have an experience of recording songs and stuff.
And how did I get to hear you?
I had a music account on Instagram, and it was called Sophie Doyle Ryder Music, and I post singing videos, but I ended up deleting that because they told me to make it all into one account.
Okay. And this is your first debut single. How many songs is on this?
On the day, I have Mood out now.
Yeah.
I have another one that's fully mixed I got the other day, which I'm really excited about, and I'll release that before Christmas. And I have four others, but I don't know which ones I'm going to release yet. I don't know if I want to release them.
Okay.
I might record other ones.
Okay. Well, it's terrific. I'm going to be playing her after this. Had a quick listen to it earlier on before I rang you, so it's a great, great song. Do you play an instrument, and how do you get to compose? Do you have a particular time that you sit down and decide to write?
I play piano, and whenever I get spare time, really, I just start to write. Or if I feel a bit sad that day, or if I feel extra happy that day, I write down.
Mm-hmm.
And I write, like, if I'm in school even, and I think of even a sentence, I usually write it down in my notes on my phone.
Okay. I was just going to say, I mean, 17 years of age, and you're influenced by how you feel, so... I suppose there's a mixture of feelings and different moods and different days. So it's terrific, actually, the way it goes on. And I suppose later on, when relationships come into it, then the more mature stuff will come. Though I'm sure that there'll be a lot of that there at the moment as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, who else influenced you, of course, in the course of your life? When you look at them, you say, now I want to write something like that, but I'll be individual.
I look at people like Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga a lot. I think they're my two favourites. And Billie Eilish, I think, is incredible because she's only 17 too. So I think watching her be my age and do what she's doing is absolutely incredible.
Mm. And there's so many artists out there now, aren't there? Rihanna, Ella Goulding. There's lots of them out there that you can relate to, isn't there?
Yeah, loads.
Okay, and you're from Dublin yourself, Sophie. So do you go to many gigs, and have you played or any yet?
I go to loads. I went to Lomix on Friday with my managers, and it was really, really fun. And I'm performing next November in Loss Lane, and I'm supporting a guy called Ake J.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be really fun. It's on November 21st. It's beside Trinity. So I'm really excited for that, because that'll be my first, like, gig as Sophie Doyle Ryder with a new out.
Okay.
So it'll be really fun.
I was just thinking, like, most times, 50, 60 years ago, every time you went anywhere and there was gigs, especially in hotels, there was always a piano. I don't think that's so much nowadays these days. So how are you going to manage that to an extent? Do you bring your keyboards with you?
I have a band, a live band, hired for the gig.
Wow.
I have them, and I have a rehearsal with them pretty soon. I'm really excited.
Wow, that's terrific. And do you have them with you? You're rehearsing at the moment for it?
We haven't started yet, but we will soon.
Okay. And I suppose this will lead on to much more other gigs as well.
Definitely.
Okay. Can I ask you, have you practiced in front of the mirror like most teenagers with a hairbrush?
always, of course.
Okay, listen, it's been really terrific talking to you. And anything else coming up besides the gig in November?
No, nothing yet.
Okay, you'll be travelling, I suppose, a little bit as well.
Yeah, I'm going over to London before Christmas anyway to do another music video.
Okay. And you have a manager and all now as well, Sophie?
Yeah, Grandy McNeil and Lauren Gaffney are my two managers. They're great.
Okay. Now, I was just reading as well that you credit your vocal coach, Laura Gaffney. How did that come about, you getting a vocal coach, by the way? How old were you then?
I was about 9 when I started doing I was in Be Music and Swords, and I was with Isabella. And then I went on to Lauren. And I think Lauren was kind of the person that made me take it more seriously, because she taught me a lot about the music industry and stuff, because she has her own musical out called Big Shot, and it was on Off-Broadway recently. So mm-hmm. She's a huge inspiration to me with her work ethic.
Yeah. Where is she from? She's not from Donegal, is she?
No, she's from Dublin and Malahide as well.
Okay. No, there's a girl in Donegal who is doing some great writing and working in America as well. I can't think of her name at the moment, so I thought maybe that was her. Terrific. It's great to see someone so dedicated and so young and getting voice training, because a lot of people look at the TV and think, oh yeah, it looks very easy, so I'll get up and do that. But you took it much more seriously than that.
Yeah.
And when you look if you don't mind me asking you, when you look at some of the shows that's on X Factor and all these things, are you ever tempted, or have you ever been tempted when they've been over?
I tried to do The Voice over in London, but about 3 years ago. I wasn't the best back then. I didn't get to the actual TV part of it, but it was a really fun experience.
Mm. You really think it was fun, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought so. I'm not mad about a lot of these programs myself. I think what you're doing and the way you're doing it, getting the voice coach, and now you're going to do some gigging, and there's nothing like experience. I have to congratulate you. It's really great, Sophie, in the way you're going
Thank
about
you.
Things. And continue writing. As I know I've asked you already, but can I ask you again, is there a particular time that you sit down and write, or is it just as the mood takes you at the time?
Well, if I'm writing happy songs, I do prefer to write in the daytime, because my piano is out in the sunroom that we have in the gaff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if it's a sad song, I prefer nighttime.
Okay.
It's just the mood.
I suppose you'd have a studio in the house pretty soon as you get a few bob together.
I hope so.
That's the next thing. Okay, Sophie, great being talking to you. Sophie Doyle, writer. I'm going to play the song for you now. Now, I got it up on Spotify. Where else is it available?
It's available on Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube. I think SoundCloud has it as well. Everywhere, really.
Okay, well, I found it very easy on Spotify, so that's maybe the place to go. If people are a bit of a Neanderthal like me as far as technology is concerned. Thank you very much, Sophie. I hope to meet you sometime.
Thank you.
Maybe get you in studio. Thank you.
Thank you.